Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lisa Fu. This week on AK, tracking halibut. Pacific halibut are one of Alaska's most valuable fish, but we know surprisingly little about what happens to the species during an important time in their life, their spawning period. Amanda Compton caught up with a study in Glacier Bay focused on just how halibut spawn using a special type of tracking equipment.
What would you do if you lived hundreds of feet below the ocean surface? Where would you eat? When would you sleep? Where would you procreate? Julie Nielsen is a PhD student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
I'm studying the movement of halibut in Glacier Bay. There's a lot of questions about how they move relative to the park boundary, whether they're moving in and out or whether they remain inside the bay.
Fisheries are managed under certain assumptions, assumptions that determine whether a fisherman can support a family, if a consumer can buy a fish at the local grocery, and how much tourist traffic enters the state. Halibut are managed as if they spawn every year and move freely without preference to localized areas. But are these assumptions true? To try and answer this question, Nielsen attached 25 fish in Glacier Bay with satellite tags in the summer of 2013. The tags are programmed to release on two specific dates, one the following winter and one date a year from when the fish were tagged. Nielsen said the tags hold clues to figure out where fish go on spawning migrations, and finding them is a lot like detective work. Most of the tags scheduled to release in February 2014 popped off as expected and began transmitting their locations to satellites.
The idea was if the halibut have gone on a spawning migration, their tags would pop off outside the park.
All the February winter release tags transmitted locations within the bay.
I didn't expect that at all. I thought we were going to find some that were out in the Gulf.
To find out more than just where the tags surfaced, Nielsen had a critical priority. She needed to physically recover the tags, so she asked for help. There was a $500 reward for finding a tag, and she made maps of their locations to within 100 meters. People kayaked, ran, took skiffs, and one guy even flew over to a spot where a tag was located. But a whole other set of tags were set to release in the summer of 2014. Nielsen's PhD advisor had been out with her just days before the summer release date.
My name's Andy Seitz. I'm a professor of fisheries at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The last 4 days we've been out on the research vessel tracking halibut, so we can hopefully recover these satellite tags when they pop up and float to the surface of the ocean.
For the summer tag recovery trip, Nielsen had rented a special tag locating device, as Professor Seitz explains.
It's called a goniometer. It's a glorified radio direction finder.
Seitz returned to Fairbanks, where he would have internet access and communicate with Nielsen over a satellite phone. On June 30th, Nielsen and two colleagues headed north into the bay to be poised to retrieve the tags. Shortly after 4 p.m., the goniometer began picking up a satellite tag signal.
Okay, 30 degrees. It's going to be a white float on it, so hopefully it'll stand out.
We have 8 eyes.
15, we have a tag number for you. 1.
A tag had surfaced and successfully communicated to a satellite, allowing the Park Service to access the location of the tag's transmission.
Hopefully there'll be more.
So we're about 6 miles away from it.
How are you feeling right now?
Very excited. It's a treasure hunt.
The bobbing white styrofoam head of the tag was spotted on the east side of the bay.
You guys got it? Starboard.
There it is.
Nice!
We find it. That's
the rest of the trip brought more success. Over half of the tags scheduled to release were retrieved. These days, Nielsen can be found in her office, fittingly located above a coffee shop. The rest of her work involves long hours at her computer. She's pretty blunt about the road ahead.
There's going to be a lot of pain involved. We have the detailed data sets for 11 tags. It's almost half of the tags. It's an incredible number.
Nielsen's findings suggest a majority of the fish prefer the comforts of Glacier Bay, either remaining inside of it or leaving and returning, one to within 1 kilometer of where it was tagged. She's currently working on a movement model that she hopes will indicate where the fish that left the bay actually went. The model would ideally assist researchers in mapping the movement of other species besides halibut, like sablefish and Pacific cod.
I want to give people the ability to figure out where fish go so they have the best information available for the management of the species. That's really what I'm about.
But will they have as much fun collecting that data?
How about four?
Right now, someone has.
In Juneau, I'm Amanda Compton. One more time, baby.